Our meditation, this is the third in the series on the one another's, is very brief. It's Romans 12, verse 10. This is the word of God. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference one to another, or to one another. Well, last Sunday, we looked at the command to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, which is the law of love. And the first part of Romans 12:10, I believe here, helps us to understand more what the law of love looks like in practice. In that, we are to love with kind affection, it says. Kind affection, and with brotherly love. Or as love is meant to be expressed in a family between siblings. That is why, as a family here, we tend to hug each other. And I'm not going to talk about the holy kiss right now. That's coming later. And it's why we call each other brother and sister, too. I love my family here. I rejoice in you. And we'll talk about loving one another throughout this series, because as I mentioned, loving one another is kind of the main one another's, and they all tie to them. There are a number of verses that talk about loving one another and what it means to be kindly affectionate. What does that mean? What does brotherly love look like? But today I'd like to focus on the second part of this verse, where we are commanded to honor one another above ourselves, to esteem one another, it's another way of putting it, to show respect for one another, to show preference to one another by outdoing one another in showing honor. And well, what does that look like? Well, just three ideas. First, a person giving preference to others really has no desire to win, right? In an argument or a debate maybe, but or even in a simple disagreement. Not primarily for the sake of winning or of proving or honoring themselves. It is just to see, you know, not just to see who can win. Now I would say if you want to compete, if you like to compete, apply Romans 12:10b, which in the ESV says, outdo one another in showing honor. Do that. Go ahead, outdo each other. See who can do that. Of course, certainly it should be not done in pride. It should be done in love, because we love one another. Matthew Henry said, we must be severe upon our own faults and quick in observing our own defects, but ready to make favorable allowances for others. A couple weeks ago, we meditated on Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Well, Philippians 2, looking at the humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this verse we should be reminding ourselves very often. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. That's what we're talking about here. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Well, secondly, how this might look in honor, giving preference to one another. Another way is when you rejoice when others are honored, you are genuinely rejoicing when they are honored, even above you in a certain situation. You are not always thinking of, why didn't I get recognized? You are very happy when others are praised. You rejoice. You don't need to be in the spotlight, in other words. You don't crave the attention when your heart's desire is that others are honored. That's your heart's desire. 1 Corinthians 13 says this, love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Not trying to gain attention. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. And it does not seek its own. Well, third, honoring one another and giving preference, I believe a key one would be listening. If you truly listen, it means you respect, you value the person that you are talking with and their opinion. Their thoughts are important to you, and they know that, whether you agree with them fully on everything or not. Proverbs 18:2 says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. May that not be so here. We don't honor others, I believe, if we have to be the one always speaking, if we do not show respect and honor by listening to others, by hearing them out. And that may take some time, by hearing them out, by listening to their thoughts and their struggles. In other words, their heart. We listen to where they are at. And I believe our willingness to listen is actually an indication, probably a fairly accurate indication of how humble we are or of how lacking in humility we are. Because humility is Christ-like. Humility is selfishness, self-focus, rather than caring for others, is not Christ-like. And in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord said, "Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets." So in other words, the golden rule. If you want people to listen to you, if you want people to respect you, respect them by listening to them. An example of someone outdoing somebody else and showing honor and giving preference was Abraham. He was older and he had more authority than Lot and actually had the first choice of land, but he gave preference to Lot. He let him choose first, and by that showed that he rested in God's sovereignty and that God would prosper in his time as promised. But our highest example, of course, of giving honor is our Lord Jesus Christ, who showed us true humility by humbling himself to become a man and to die on the cross, and then by empowering us to be humble. Certainly not natural. He empowers us to be humble by his Spirit, to act in a way which is not natural in sinful man. And if we are not working very well, if you feel you're not doing a very good job of outdoing one another and showing honor right now, this time in your life, then I'm speaking to all of us. We need this means of grace as we come to the table. We need to confess pride and we need to confess selfishness and then know his grace again. He sacrificed his life. His body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us. As we remember that he has so honored us and he has raised us up with him and he has seated us with him. I can't comprehend it. And with that example and that power, in other words, the power of the Holy Spirit, we can and we should outdo one another in showing honor to each other. Brothers and sisters, let us honor one another. For to honor one another shows that we honor God and that we are beginning to understand the grace toward us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you would keep us from selfish ambition and conceit, but that we would more and more esteem one another above ourselves and show respect and love by listening and by rejoicing when others are honored. Well, Lord, we come to you and we rejoice. You are our example of humility out of love for others. Lord, we pray that you would help us in this ceremony as we come forward, which you instituted to remember your sacrifice for us, that we would come humbly and to receive your grace, and that we will honor one another above ourselves. Lord, we praise you for uniting us as a body, and we come with joy that you love us. In the name of Jesus, amen.